From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Turkish forces shelled northern Syria today in their campaign to push Kurdish YPG militia out of the Afrin area. Ankara accuses the group, the YPG, of ties with the insurgency carried out by the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. James Jeffrey is a former U.S. ambassador to Turkey, that is, and now a distinguished fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.
The problem is the Turks have a real security concern with the YPG, and we haven't sorted that out yet. Not so much where the Turks are going in now, but in the area where we have American forces in the northeast of the country.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has urged Turkey to exercise restraint and avoid killing or injuring civilians. Afghan commando forces have ended a siege at Kabul's Intercontinental Hotel that resulted in the deaths of numerous people. The Taliban claim responsibility. Indiana University analyst Najif Sharani on the Taliban insurgency.
They obviously are on the offensive. I mean, the same reports talks about all over the country. I mean, there's no safe place. Any news from Afghanistan any day that you watch, and I do watch them, it's the same story, that they are active everywhere in the country.
An Afghan Interior Ministry statement claimed the Taliban-allied Haqqani network of terrorists plotted the violence. Tunisian special forces have killed a senior member of al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb in a remote western area of the country near the border with Algeria. Another jihadist was also killed in the operation as a special unit of the National Guard, and soldiers circled an armed group of militants. Islamic State often is claiming most of the major attacks in Tunisia. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia today announced $1.5 billion in new aid for Yemen, where nearly 3 years of conflict has devastated the local economy and pushed millions to the brink of famine. Additionally, the Saudis said that they have made a donation of up to $2 billion in fuel for the transportation of humanitarian aid. Since March of 2015, Saudi Arabia has been leading a coalition of 9 Arab countries in airstrikes against Houthi rebels and their allies who overran Yemen's capital and forced the government into exile. Jordan's King Abdullah expressed concern about Washington's decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. He shared that concern during talks in Amman with U.S. Vice President Mike Pence. Mr. Pence said the two countries had agreed to disagree on the controversial issue. And after leaving Amman, Mr. Pence went to Israel, where he was welcomed today by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Here in Washington, Senate Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has scheduled a vote at noon today on ending the U.S. government shutdown. Congressional leaders spent all the day Sunday meeting and negotiating and looking for a way to end the impasse on a number of issues, including immigration. Utah resident Steve Heintz and his family were visiting Yellowstone National Park in Wyoming. He spoke about his feelings regarding the shutdown.
It's kind of a political posturing. I believe it's been that way for a few years, at least this last year, which I'm for one, I'm tired of the immature actions that we see in politics. What we need is some good statesmen.
Federal agencies preparing to furlough employees and limit their operations. Thousands of people marched in cities throughout the U.S. and around the world on the first anniversary of the Women's March, in which they demanded equal rights and pay and health care for women. They denounced sexual harassment and encouraged women to run for political office. Those marches over the weekend. 11 countries of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, the TPP, meeting in Tokyo today, and what the Japanese economic minister, Toshimitsu Motegi, says makes for a positive future.
I'd like to emphasize that the government of Japan, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, and myself are fully committed to this high standard and well-balanced trade agreement, and hope that this Tokyo meeting will be remembered in the future as a last paddling horse to the TPP continent.
Chief negotiators meeting this week to smooth out obstacles to sign that agreement. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.